Christmas.
No, I'm laughing because we just talked about Mariah Carey Christmas.
I know, sorry.
It's December, but we love Christmas.
It's a little bit of overload.
But we've been talking about it. The reason it's overload more than ever before is because I think we're really all looking forward to it after this year.
Yeah.
Definitely. And because we're not, and there are a certain amount of people that look forward to holidays and travel overseas, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
So they're making it more of a holiday at home and spending more money on the Christmas decorations. It's all kind of packaging up.
Yeah. So, I'm seeing a lot of Griswold-like lights going up.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Well, and, various shops that sell the Christmas stuff, including Christmas shops, are saying we put it on the shelf, it's gone.
Yeah.
It happened yesterday.
And we've seen that at a lot of places.
Yeah.
So not just our imagination.
Yeah.
Including Kmart's and Big W's.
Yep.
Gone.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what we want to talk to you about. Have you gone a little bit Griswold this year? More than previous years, because we are, as you just quite rightly said, we're staying home more.
Yep.
It's been a crappy year, so we're just going all out. Let's party, put the lights up, make it fun.
And I think it's that period of why you will be put off would be, we're not even going to be here, guys, because remember we're going to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But if you are going to be here, well, let's do the house.
Yeah. So is that you?
1-333-53. We'd love to talk to you right now if you've gone a bit Griswold.
I haven't got any excuse because I'm not going to be here and I've gone Griswold, but I do every year.
Same.
You.
Yeah.
That's what we love. But it makes us feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you're seeing it more. And Risey, I know you've got busy.
Yep. For the first time in history, I've put up Christmas lights on the outside of our house.
How pretty would his house?
And along the fence, we've got like a little white picket fence. So I've put it across the fence.
Your mansion would look fantastic lit up.
But I did warn my wife. I said first and last time because untangling Christmas lights.
Oh, Ryan.
Oh,
you need to do is get hard cardboard.
Yes.
And you wrap the lights around the hard cardboard at the end of Christmas.
Well, I'm going to have to do that because, no joke, it took me 4 hours to untangle them.
Leave them there, mate.
For all year round.
Don't,
perfect, done.
Take him down.
Great idea.
You're mentioned. I'd love to go to his house, but I always run out of petrol down the driveway.
And I tried to take a video of them the other night, but it's hard to make lights look good.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, but also you wouldn't have a wide enough screen to get all that mansion in. Hello, Dan.
How are we, guys?
Yeah, good, Dan. Have you gone Griswold?
No, I'm getting Griswolded. I'm trying to buy a tree. I've been to 4 different places. There's no tree.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, it's my sister and I. It's my daughter and I's first year together, single parent style. So I wanted to kind of flash it up a bit. But at this stage, we're throwing tinsel around the shower rows.
Oh, Dan, mate.
It's going to be a star on the clothesline, I think.
Oh, Dan. Have you tried Big W? Yeah.
Just come from Big W. Did Kmart. Not sure. I might start growing one.
Okay. Growing one. That's a good idea. Just put a star in the dirt until a tree will come out of that.
This is why we can't have nice things, eh?
How old is she, Dan?
Yeah.
2.5.
Oh.
God, love it.
Listen, we're going to get you.
All right, we'll dress her up like a reindeer and we'll take you down to Nanny and Pa's the weekend.
We're going to keep your number because I'm sure someone will ring us and say there are trees here, there, or somewhere.
Yeah,
so
we'll flick you it. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Around $50 is great.
How much?
Any around $50 is great.
Okay.
All right, Dan. 1-333-53. Give us a call.
Dan, clarify, did you want a Christmas tree or a pot plant, mate?
Something manageable for a small house.
Okay.
No problems.
Done.
Poster on the wall.
Got to get a tree for the 2.5-year-old.
Oh, that is cute.
Kylie, have you gone Griswold?
Yes. Sort of, kind of. I've gone, let's spend time with family and not worry so much about work because I was diagnosed with cancer this year.
Oh, Kylie, sorry.
So as someone who always worked, 50 hours a week and took extra shifts and said no to, all the extra stuff that you do around Christmas time.
Yep.
This year I'm doing it all. So I even bought a little train to go around the Christmas tree.
Oh, Kylie.
Yeah.
Can we ask?
And a blow smoke at all.
So. Oh, stop it!
Can we ask what kind of cancer it is?
It's breast cancer and it's in my lymph node as well. So it's nowhere else at the moment and I'm on my way to chemo at the moment and it's responding well.
Good.
That's good, Kylie.
It's a good opportunity for me to learn my lesson that it's about quality time and making memories because you just don't know when your time's going to be up.
And so good to you to ring and say that, Kylie, too, because we say it often, but we don't live it enough.
Yeah. That's right. And don't rush. Don't rush. You know, it's all about rush, rush, rush. And then you look back and go, what did I do then?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Slow down in the car, in the line.
Yep.
Just enjoy life.
Let's all have a Kylie Christmas.
Yeah.
And take a leaf out of your book.
Yeah. There you go.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not really a fan of that. It means I've got to go and get a train for the tree now.
Yeah.
Because all Kylie Christmas trees have trains.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, we're thinking of you and rooting for you, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you, Kylie. Thanks for ringing, mate.
Oh, geez.
It's really good of her to do that.
Yep. And remind us.
And we say it all the time. And we do. We lose someone or we get... And we go, oh, we've got to slow... But we don't.
I know. No. But do. Make it a Kylie Christmas. Slow down and hold your loved ones.
Absolutely. Gavin's making it a Kylie Christmas right now. The Christmas spirit of giving, I believe.
What do you got, Gav?
Well, we upgraded our tree last year and we have a second-hand tree sitting in my shed that's still in pretty good nick. And if Jan wants it, I'm happy to facilitate that.
Oh, Gav, Dan will want that. And we want that for him with his 2.5-year-old. Thank you.
That's all right.
You just saved a 2.5-year-old looking up at a shower rose, mate.
Well, I've got a 3-year-old at home, and I know how much it means to her.
Absolutely.
So. Oh,
there you go.
We'll get your phone number. We'll give it to Dan. And Gavin, you know what? You've got a Christmas present from Tenure and Siva. Double pass to Sunset Sounds, Rock and Roll Back in the Hunter, Saturday 27th of March at Roche Estate. Tickets on sale 10 o'clock today, actually, but you've got tickets to that.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, mate.
Take care, Gav.
We'll get your details.
Poor Dan.
Why?
Well, I'd rather go to that than the tree. Dan's going, bloody Gav's a winner.
Oh,
Gav's a winner.
Yeah, well, good on Gavin for ringing up.
A very left turn with Dan and Gavin and Kylie Christmas. But that's wonderful.
How good are people in Newcastle?
Come here, Steve, give me a cuddle.
Hands off, girly. Actually, what am I doing? Never, when you're single, never turn one down. Get over here.